became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, one of these days I'm going to hook up my big audio mic here. And you'll regret ever saying I can't hear you.
Do I get a warning, a 5 second warning before that happens?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, heck no. Okay, that's fine with me. No, I've sent you a couple of things. I'm in the middle of things now still, but I did send you something so that...
It's already done.
Oh, good. Okay. I love, by the way, I love the work in crackpad itinerary page. I just do. That color is so... It's luminous somehow, and I love the little graphic of the book with the magic dust in the air. I love that.
Well, it's funny because we talked about that one where, like, originally if it was just, your courses, it looked sort of like, the magic, but and then you go to crackpad, and we have, Tinkerbell.
Well, I didn't even think of that.
It's such an oxymoron.
Well, we can live with it, I'm sure. That's good with me. I love your, I already said this, I love your Boom with a Bang website page. That's beautiful. I mean, it's so expressive.
Well, it's funny, yeah, because, I mean, my Sassy Savvy Successful was, like, that's geared towards women.
Right.
Boom with a Bang is meant to be something a little bit more universal. You know, I go back to it and make changes from time to time. Like, I'm not there a lot. Yeah. Which is why I've got links to Sassy Savvy Successful everywhere. But I just thought if we're going to boom, it's got to boom. It can't just be a normal, you know, like just a little graphic picture of a sunset.
No, we're done with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're right. Boom, boomer, the boom in boomer is a sound.
Yeah.
And I have to say that's one of the first times I was hit by that resonance, just in the way the colors explode and your emphasis on the sound. I mean, it's very smart.
Well, and I tried to, because for our generation, you know, to do something with a bang, go out with a bang, you know, New Year's Eve with a bang, you know, it means that, like, you're all in and all out. It was one of those phrases that came to me out of the blue. And I went and looked and the website was available. So I scooped it and I sat on it for a while because, I had to think about what I wanted. But I'm glad you like it.
Well, here's my question. When we do this podcast, do we do the podcast from Boom with a Bang, or do we have two sites for the podcast? On my website and yours. I'm confused.
Okay, it's going to be hosted with a company, there's a company called Libsyn. We could conceivably even have a website that is strictly nothing but the podcast.
Right.
And then within that podcast, within that, what's called show notes. So it explains what it's about, you know, whether that tells people whether they're interested in checking it out further. And whatever, within the show notes, I want to link to everything we do. And that's just written there. So, you know, if you're looking for what you offer, if you're looking for what I'm offering, whatever, that's, it'll all be in show notes. Now, everything will be interlinked. So on my two websites, Boom With A Bang and Sassy Savvy Successful, I'll link to the podcast. On your website, you'll link to the podcast.
Got it.
And so it's back and forth in every which way. So all of them will link to each other, except you don't necessarily need to link to my websites. You just need to link to the podcast.
Right.
And vice versa. Although if you're going to be, you know, if you've got a website, you can do your own blogging now.
Right.
We can just set up a blog page for you. Or we can call it something else, but it's going to be stuff that you've just put out there for public consumption. You're not selling it. You're not, you know, doing anything. It's just so people get to know you and, you know what you're thinking and, you know, whether you use some of your memory a day stuff there. So people sort of see what you do. It's entirely up to you what you put on that page.
All right. A thought in my head. When we were talking about reading some of my stories, they're 800 words from the, would that be in my blog or would that be something separate? How does that work? Because I do want to voice some of my work.
Mm-hmm. I'd say both. Like the sky's the limit. And I'd say that the as many different interlinkings and methods, what's the word I'm looking for, like whether it's voice or word, or like, you know, typewritten word, written word, like all of those things, and you can combine them. That's not an issue at all. I would set up storage for you, which will, if you get lots and lots of stuff done, could cost you up to 60-70 cents a month.
Okay.
I love telling people that.
Is it an advantage to you if we do some, what am I trying to say? Is it an advantage to you, because I'm trying to get an image in my head, I have no images. Is it an advantage to you and your website if we do our podcast and I do some voicing on your web page or your blog because the two of us are doing the podcast? In other words, more momentum, more input, more volume for in a concentrated area rather than two areas. Am I making sense?
You're making complete sense. I would still suggest we could put it everywhere. Put all of it everywhere. Because as I say, first of all, Google likes links, backlinks. They're called backlinks when you link to other things. And yeah, that interlinking, it's just because when you think of it as the World Wide Web,
right,
we're creating our own little mini web.
Right.
And so it's the old story of if a spider is going to sit alone on the wall, it's not going to catch many bugs. But if it starts building this little web, it has a greater chance of catching a greater variety of bugs.
Okay, so the key image word is as many links as you can, because that cross-linking creates a bigger web and more activity. So people are attracted because there's more opportunity. It's like potato chips that have 16 different flavors now.
Well, I think it's like if somebody comes to, Old Dutch, I guess.
Yeah.
And if they're looking for a potato chip.
Yep.
And you've just got one flavor, they may not be on the road past your factory.
Right.
Whereas if you've got 47 flavors or Heinz 57, there's a greater chance that Heinz gets noticed. And there's a good example. Heinz gets noticed in the grocery store much more quickly because no matter where you turn, there's Heinz, whether you want barbecue sauce or steak sauce or ketchup or I don't know what else they create.
Right. Got it.
So just if somebody's out there looking for something boomer related,
yeah,
or looking in your case for something, oh, I need to learn English, or like I want to, like I learned to need to write, I don't know, whatever. That will iron out those details as we go.
Okay.
But if you've got those 57 flavors, there's a greater chance that people will find you.
Yes.
Than if you've got one flavor. So what we're doing is we're creating all these flavors between our websites.
Yes.
And that's and by linking our websites, that's how one group has all these flavors.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yep. Okay, I get it. So we're building a corporation, right?
In some ways, yes. And the good news is I just got sort of semi-hired yesterday by my friend in the Dominican, who's writing up her, I guess for lack of a better word, RPF, RFP. But it's not really, because it's mine. but she is a writer. She writes novels primarily. She does have one book out that's, you know, sort of nonfiction. But what she has been doing in the last couple of months is spending her money on training on what, how to market your book, and what is a good website to market a book, like what constitutes a good website. So for me, if I'm creating that, she's going to tell me what she wants and what she needs.
Right.
And I create it, which then helps. I've got that knowledge. When you decide to market your books.
Right.
Like what little part, like how, what's the layout look like? Like what are the, you know, the, what we call lead magnets, like, so you can get them in the door. Like what will attract.
Right.
So anyway, so that's going to be a gift for us as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what else do I want to tell you? Okay. I wanted to tell you the feedback I got on CIBC, the management at CIBC with the English Club.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
And interesting, because I have a relationship, he can be more candid, and he was. He said, it's a great idea. I love it very much. However, most of the stuff for the bank is online webinars. Mm-hmm. And he made a point, and he said the problem is coming up that we're emphasizing so much the technology when telephone or banking is still mostly by phone. If you want to talk to somebody, complain about something, figure out something, you talk to somebody on the phone. And what they're finding is that the new generation is kind of afraid of phones. They don't want to talk. So I made my point, and he's one of those guys in the corporate office. He's got the proposal. He knows me. We chatted about it. He's going to keep it on file. He's not going to act on it right now, but he really responded positively to it.
Okay, so now that your brain is, you know, slowly growing around the technology side.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't mean slowly in a bad way. I just mean it's a process. It is a process. And you're actually coming really quickly. I mean, I've taken years to get to where I am. If up the road, and I think we've discussed this, but I'm not sure you processed it because I was throwing so much at you, is first of all, you can do webinars. I have that technology.
Really?
Which means you're live with people.
Yeah.
I also have the course building technology.
Okay.
So we record your webinars.
Right.
And I mean, we can edit, we can do a few things, but we record those and put them up in a membership site.
Yep.
And so the first time and possibly even the second time might be works in progress as you find out what people need and what, you know, what, as you fine tune, I guess, your offering, because you're going to come into it saying, okay, this is what I can offer. But after you've offered it once and possibly twice, then by the questions, you know that, okay, I need to spend more time on this part,
sure.
or gee, this part is actually easier for, is turning out easier for most people. So I can, you know, tighten it up a bit, that right. sort of thing. And when we get sort of a second or a third iteration, that's the recording we go with. And we put it up on a membership site.
Yeah.
And it's done. You put a price on it.
Yeah.
People come in. If they do have a specific, we price it such that, you know, maybe they could have two or three live one-on-one calls with you. So if they're stuck, they can, you know, make an appointment to talk to you in person.
Right.
And we spell it all out. Like, they can't just be phoning you every day or, you know.
Yeah.
So you can have, you know, like 2 30-minute sessions or something like that.
Right.
We price it accordingly. And basically, the course is done. It's not like you always have to be offering the course live again and again and again.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, like, that's going to be mind-boggling, and your first reaction is going to be, oh, I can't do this. But it's like everything else. You know, it's a mountain until you start climbing it. And then you realize that, you know, like, what it looked like back there isn't nearly what I'm experiencing. And, oh, here's a rock. Okay, well, I'll just climb over it carefully, slowly. Oh, here I am. I'm onto the, you know, the meadow now. You know, that sort of thing. So I'm the analogy queen, by the way.
I love it. I'm the Pisces queen swimming in clouds in the ocean. So you really helped me out here. But here's another question. I promised Mike, I saw him on the long weekend and he had 14 boxes in his hands. I said, I'm going to call you next week. So I like to keep up with him once a month, but should I have to wrap my head around it. Why don't I pitch the webinar as a plus this conversation with him?
Okay. Why don't you pitch the webinar as something that you're looking at?
Okay.
In the relatively near future.
Okay. Thank you.
Just because you don't want him to think that you can just go home and flash up a webinar now next week.
Got it. Yep.
So we've got some webinar technology, and it's a definite maybe.
Okay. That's good. I tend to say, yes, I can do it. And then I say, oh, wow, can I?
Yeah. Well, I just always hesitate to say, oh, no problem. Even if up the road, it's going to be no problem. Today, it is a problem.
You got it.
So I say it's coming.
Yep.
You know, but I mean, there's a lot on your plate. We're designing this website for you. You've got things happening. You know, you're not going to drop everything and suddenly learn webinars.
Got it. Okay. Oh, but it's one of those tender morsels you can offer. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
So and I wanted to also share with him the response from CIBC, just because it's another corporation.
Mm-hmm. And so I have to laugh at you for a moment, because it was not very long ago that you said, oh, no, just this one little thing is all I want to do. That's what I'm doing. And now suddenly it's like your brain is opening. It's like this explosion of flower power is just coming out, because you realize all the stuff that's available. And it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it. This is what being a boomer is all about, realizing that there is a ton of potential out there. All of it is not for you. All of it is not for me. But, you know, there are going to be, the more you know, it's like buying a house. People used to say, oh, well, you know, you've looked at, you know, 8 houses and you haven't bought yet. Well, the more, you know, when I look at 40 houses, I know exactly what I want. So it's the more you learn, it's the more you can say, nope, don't want that. Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, I like that. And then that's the path you're on right now, is realizing the many possibilities, and you will pick and choose them as you go now.
Well, I just wanted to, you are recording this call, because this is really one of the nubs of what we're doing, is exploring, extrapolating, putting together, creating. And this is sort of the microcosm of the macrocosm of the bigger thing, this conversation, just the bits. That's really something people will respond to that, do you think?
Well, it's interesting too, because, you know, it's picking, they're speaking of picking and choosing, is because I'm doing so many different things now, I'm on a whole bunch of mailing lists, most of which, you know, I just go delete, 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 but I don't want to lose touch with that person. And so if something comes up that's interesting, I go and listen, and I sometimes sit back and say, like, holy crap, like, that's possible. And for me, you know, many things, and especially recently, because you can only spread yourself so thin, I go, oh, that's cool. But, you know, realistically, I'm not going to use it. Somebody who's 35 might be excited about it and just exploit it to death, which is great. But okay, I know it's there, but, you know, I'm not going to use it. But so it's just interesting, as you know, people starting out don't have a clue how magical this online world is and what's possible.
Well, you know, you're infectious too. I mean, I could not garner the kind of reaction I have if I had to plod through a written thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's part of being our age as well.
Okay. Right.
And that's where webinars and online courses come in so handy. I mean, you could probably write a book about learning English or the IELTS, right, and most adults would really struggle with it. Whereas to be a voice and have expression and, you know, just that whole interactive piece as adults. Sometimes I'll buy something and they give me the written rules and I'll go on YouTube and look for a video.
Right. That's interesting. Oh, I just can't get over that I can do a webinar.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So that's that. Now, what else did I want? Oh, I wanted to ask you something. Remember Dr. N. Courtney?
Yes, I know the name.
Okay. Well, she was mom's doctor in many stories and dramas. And I think I shared with you that she had she's 70 now. She had two boyfriends in 3 years, and both of them died.
Oh.
It moved me that she was so determined to find a partner. She wants to live with somebody. She wants to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so those two died. And in the last 3 months, she met somebody else. And he's a doctor, like she is a doctor. And I just got an invitation to go to their wedding in August, August 14th.
That's a Wednesday.
That means no weekend ferry traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
That is, I thought August 14th, it isn't a weekend.
August 14th in my book is a Wednesday.
Ah. Well, I guess that's it. Well, does that still work?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. Anyway, that's what I wanted to find out about. And that's all on my checklist. Oh, one other thing about the cat.
Mm-hmm.
The cat has rejuvenated his entire life. He's come back to life.
Oh, and my goodness.
I'm thinking that because the cat was literally left alone from June 17th to the day I got there, June 27th, that those 10 days being neglected caused all kinds of problems. He finally had a bowel movement yesterday, and he's been eating like a horse and drinking for the last 2 days. He's just sprung to life, just like a dried plant.
He's in love.
He's in love with his new buddy.
Yeah.
Bat.
Yeah.
So,
it'll be interesting to see if the resident cat is still as friendly when the old cat ain't dying no more.
Well, that is actually, that was, I think, Andrea mentioned something like that. Well, yesterday when she talked to me about Basil's reaction, he's not quite sure now. Oh, just like people. Isn't it funny?
Oh, well, yeah. Full of sympathy until they realize it's not necessary. And then you tricked me as well. I thought you were dying, so guess what? You're going to die in the night when nobody's around to see what I'm doing.
Now, this is true. I'm not teasing here. About 20 years ago, there was a book that came out, and it was The Story of the Cat, I think, published in Britain, Bloomsbury Books. So it's not a lightweight publisher. And it talked about how cats gather around like gangs at night. They have a secret life we don't know anything about. And I don't know how they figured that out. They either tagged them or recorded them or something, but they do, Gabriel Garcia Marquez says, we possess three lives, public, private, and secret.
Uh-huh.
And so these cats get around and they do things together. That cracks me up. It's like, that's such a human quality. Or maybe
It's also interesting, too, that, you know, like if this is all happening under the dark of night, because that's when humans aren't around to see anything, you can see why black cats have gotten such a bad rep.
Because,
of course, they're even more secretive in the night. You know, you give me a nice white and yellow orange, whatever those things are called, tabbies, whatever they're called. You know, you can see them on a dark night sitting on the fence, but a black cat lurks.
Well, this whole adventure has prompted me to coin a phrase, well, actually a book, the Tibetan Book of the Cats. So far, it's just a title, which is probably where it should just stay. I've got too many things going on.
But don't lose it.
What's that?
But don't lose it.
Don't lose it. No, I've got a file, believe me. So what's your weekend like?
My goodness, I haven't even thought about it. Well, other than my lady on Sunday, which will be a longer day because her family will be gone by then, I'm probably just going to go into production mode. And if you get stuff to me, I'll work on that. And I will just maybe formulate and do a bit more research. Actually, I'll put that on the calendar so I don't forget. Research into podcasts.
Okay, good. I've got to have a final solution for the cat situation. And I think I found one. There are independent suites where my mother lives, and it just struck me. Why did it just strike me the other day that I could find somebody who actually lives there so that my mother can visit her cat?
Oh, and are cats allowed in the independent suites?
They are.
Oh.
So I don't know, honestly, why I didn't think of that. Maybe because I didn't have to.
Well, and maybe because, too, I mean, I'm sorry, moving your mother over there, I remember that whole process. It just consumed your brain and your heart and your everything.
Yeah. Well, it's an option, a solution, and it's turning out to be a very good month of energy. Boy, I feel really good about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, like, especially this week for me has just really been, well, beginning of the second half, isn't it?
Third quarter? It is. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, I have a webinar, but I've registered for it, so he will send me a recording.
Okay. All right. We'll talk more tomorrow then.
Okay, and if you get any more stuff, just send it over, because Tavin and I are sort of in and out.
I will do that.
All right, sounds great.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good time today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye.